It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Happy Monday to you. I hope you're well. I hope you had a good weekend. I hope you had a great Monday. And if you didn't, too bad. There got to be something wrong with you because we had a great weekend of sports. And that's exactly what we're going to talk about here over the next 4 hours. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey, holding it down for us in New York City. You can always listen to the show on the free Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Everybody likes free. You can always tune in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. You can lock in on Sirius XM channel 158. And if you got a smart speaker, just ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. I told you. We had a busy weekend, okay? NHL playoffs are underway. NBA playoffs are underway. Only a few days away from the NFL draft. We've already had some trades. We had a retirement today. And we're going to talk about it all. Matt Ryan officially done in the NFL. Matt Ryan signing a contract to finish up his career as a Falcon. Later on in the show, we're going to take a look at his career. Matt Ryan hasn't always gotten the respect that he deserves, but is Matt Ryan going into the Hall of Fame? We're going to talk about it. We know he got close to a Super Bowl. We know he got an MVP. But unfortunately for Matt Ryan, he did not get over the hump. Zach Wilson, no longer a member of the New York Jets. Zach Wilson has been traded out to Denver. He's now a member of the Broncos, and an era is done. His time with the Jets is over. And so we will see what happens with Zach Wilson in Denver. Is he going to get an opportunity and a chance to start? We'll get into that later on in the show. In about 20 minutes from now, we'll have a conversation with Trevor Lang from Lakers Nation, the Los Angeles Lakers. They're going to be in action again tonight against those Nuggets. The Nuggets took game one on Saturday night, 114-103. And the Lakers are trying to even things up. We also have some other matchups. The Magic and Cavs are going to get underway in about an hour. And then the New York Knicks and the Philadelphia 76ers, they get underway in about 90 minutes. And if you watch the game on Saturday, you know that Joel Embiid went down. He left the game. Looked like he stuck his leg. And then he came back. Unfortunately today, Tyrese Maxey, questionable with an illness. I don't know. Maybe the Philadelphia 76ers are just one walking illness themselves. They can barely ever stay healthy. So we got a lot to get into, a lot to talk about, a lot to discuss. And then also, the New York Yankees played a baseball game today at 1 o'clock. Why the hell they decided to choose this awkward time for a game, I have no idea. They ended up losing 2-0. To those Athletics that are going to be moving to, I don't know, Sacramento and then Vegas. But Aaron Boone was ejected for doing absolutely nothing because an umpire is stupid. A fan yelled from the stands. He thought it was Aaron Boone. Aaron Boone said, it wasn't me. The umpire said, I don't care. And he still gave him the boot. One of the most ridiculous things I've ever seen in my life. And of course, I'll give you a couple of things that took place this day, April 22nd in sports history. We got a lot to do. If you want to holler at me here on the Infinity Sports Network, the phone number is 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. You can find me online. I am everywhere where people waste their time and their productivity. I am at JR Sport Brief. Ryan Hickey, how the hell you doing? You good, man?
I'm actually doing great, JR. The weekend was very productive. Mets 2 out of 3 against the Dodgers. Rangers big game one win. Knicks big game one win. I actually went to the game on Saturday night. It was unbelievable. So we're doing great on this Monday.
Lovely. You was in the garden, huh?
In the building. That was
now when Joel Embiid went down. what was it feeling like in there?
I hate to say it. There's a lot of excitement. Not for me. I'm not going to, you know, I don't root for injuries.
No, I don't think anybody roots for the injuries. But, yeah, it's good that he's not in the game, but you don't want to root for an injury.
There was a lot of, it was an interesting reaction, I'll say. It was a reaction, at least in the section I was in, I was not expecting.
Wow.
And followed then by shock by everybody that he walked out and played the entire second half, basically. That was I still don't know how that happened. That feels like, I know he wasn't very good, but it still feels like a miracle he's even able to just walk after he fell.
Wow. That's Joel Embiid. I mean, it's a miracle that he can run up and down a basketball court. I think that in and of itself. Now, Knicks fans are wild as hell, especially after the game, outside the Garden, upstairs, outside of Penn Station on 7th Avenue. Were you a part of that crowd losing their minds?
I was not. Okay. No. Saw that, and they were like on the left side of me. I steered clear, went to the right.
Okay. All right, good man. All right, well, I'm glad you had a great weekend. While you were at Madison Square Garden, I was on the air in New York on WFAN, so I had to talk to the people about John Sterling's retirement, and then I talked about the New York Knicks, and then in about, I would say, maybe in less than an hour, we're going to find out whether or not Tyrese Maxey is going to be playing for the Philadelphia 76ers. This team is just the walking wounded. I picked the Sixers to win in seven if they were healthy. And right now, they ain't looking healthy. And for Maxey to be sick, what are you going to do? People, quote-unquote, get sick. That's just life. And it's also a busy weekend. We had some other amazing performances, amazing games. Think about this yesterday. Celtics beat the Heat. What a shock there, right? 114-94. The most interesting thing about that game was when Caleb Martin decided to kind of push Jason Tatum out of the air. I think he meant to foul him. Didn't think he meant to, like, destroy the guy out of the air on purpose. Also, we saw the Clippers and the Mavs. The Clippers win 109-97. Great performance by Damian Lillard. Giannis Antetokounmpo did not play yesterday. The Bucks beat the Pacers 109-94. Damian Lillard decided to wake up and give you 35 points right out of the gate in the first half. Couldn't stop Pascal Siakam. He had 36 points, but with no Giannis, Damian Lillard basically screamed to the crowd after he hit 6 3-pointers. He told everybody, this is why you brought me here. And after them crap years with the Blazers, Damian Lillard is glad to be back in the playoffs and not at Coachella. Listen to this man.
The last 2 years not being in the playoffs, it was, it sucked. I was early vacations. Last year, I went to Coachella. Like, I ain't never been able to go to Coachella. Like, it's just playing in the playoffs every year. So just having that long summer, it was like, man, I was over that. But being able to be in a playoff series on a championship team and a championship organization, knowing that we got an opportunity for it, I think that was the thing that I was looking forward to most.
Okay, that's fine. Well, let's see how long he'll be in the playoffs, because we have no idea what's going on with Giannis Antetokounmpo. Yeah, all those superhuman powers and abilities didn't necessarily help him come back from that strained calf, but we'll certainly see what happens with Giannis. Damian Lillard holding it down last night. Somebody else who had an amazing performance, we got to go back to Saturday. This was probably the best matchup to open up the playoffs, because who cares about Orlando and Cleveland? I'm just being honest. How about Anthony Edwards going at it with Kevin Durant? Anthony Edwards finished with 33 points, was like 14 of 24 from the field. Kevin Durant had 31. The Minnesota Timberwolves, they come out on top. This is supposed to be the big three from Phoenix that helps them win a championship. And they've taken losses. And so, pretty amazing to look at Anthony Edwards talk crap to the Suns. After his 33 points, he's like, man, I took all that trash talk personally.
These guys came in here and whooped us in our home court the last game of the season, and was giggling, laughing. I mean, like Bill said, he told our coach that he don't think we play hard enough, and he was right. Finchie didn't like that. He came in the next day and was like, man, you got guys on the other team telling me that y'all don't play hard enough for me, and he was totally right.
No, listen. Not a game out here. Timberwolves beat the Suns 120-95. And yeah, they got to go out there and win three more, but we all got to take a little bit of time. Ain't no fun in games. And how about this? The late game tonight, the Los Angeles Lakers and the Nuggets, one of the Lakers going to wake up. They got swept in the Western Conference Finals last year against the Nuggets. They lose game one, 114-103 over the weekend. Jokic just does whatever he wants. 32 points, 12 rebounds, 7 assists. Anthony Davis, he showed up and had 32. But they got to stop Jokic. Everybody knows what he's going to do, and nobody can ever stop him. I think this is, even outside of the Western Conference Finals, this got to be about 10 straight victories now that the Nuggets have just taken the lunch money from these Los Angeles Lakers. That is not a joke. Darvin Ham, he looks at the third quarter and says, yeah, that's when they started whooping our ass.
Well, I think it started at the end of the second, at the end of the first half. And so them going on that 22-11 run, whatever it was, it's tough. The championship team is not going to beat themselves.
Oh, Hickey, he said it was crap, right? Is that what he said?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Just took a precaution, you know, family friend of the show.
Yeah, I wasn't sure. Just making sure. Yeah, well, Los Angeles Lakers have played like crap. And Anthony Davis, we'll talk more about him later on in the show. Not happy that he's not up for consideration for Defensive Player of the Year. And if he wants to make a statement, Anthony Davis is going to have to stare into the face of Nikola Jokic and basically say, hey, yeah, I'm the best defender in the league, and you ain't doing nothing. I don't know if that's in Darvin Ham's strategy, but Darvin Ham was correct. They played like crap, in a different word. And so we'll see what happens with these Los Angeles Lakers tonight. Everybody wants to see if they go down 0-2. If they go down 0-2, is it a wrap for the Lakers? No, it's not. But if they go down 0-2, yeah, people are going to start panicking. And so we'll talk to Trevor Lane about that in about 10 minutes. But speaking of playing like crap, Zach Wilson is done. We'll get into this more later on in the show. No longer a member of the New York Jets, Zach Wilson traded out the door to the Denver Broncos for a bag of chips and some old bubblegum. A sixth-round pick, a seventh-round pick. The Zach Wilson era is over in New York. They took this man, number two overall, in 2021. I just remember very clearly two seasons ago, after losing to the Patriots in 2022, playing like absolute garbage, this is when I knew Zach Wilson was basically cooked. He said that we, the offense, and particularly me, I ain't letting nobody down. Listen to this.
Super frustrating, you know. It was a frustrating day, of course, you know. I felt like I had some balls that got away from me. But, you know, we got to find a way as an offense. We got to do some digging, watch the film, and see what we can do better.
As an offense, though, I mean, when you guys are only able to score 3 points, the defense only lets up 3 points. I mean, do you feel like you let the defense down at all?
No.
Oh, they hated his guts from there. They had to bench him multiple times from there. The only reason why Zach Wilson played last year is because they're now 40-year-old quarterback. He couldn't last more than 4 snaps into the game before his Achilles blew out. And so now he's gone, and now at least Aaron Rodgers doesn't have to babysit anybody while he sits on the sidelines. And speaking of old quarterbacks, congratulations to Matt Ryan. Not a shock, not a surprise. It finished up with the Colts. Pretty terrible. Got benched. Hickey, I know you loved that a whole lot, didn't you?
That was tough. That was really tough to watch.
Did you even want him on the team? Did you think he was going to help?
I did. I really thought he'd have a career bounce back, a little rejuvenation, and he was not good. The Colts overall were not very good. That was a disaster.
Yeah, well, now he's done. He's about to be 39 years old in a couple of weeks. Matt Ryan decided to jump into the broadcast booth last year for CBS and told everybody this is not an official retirement, but the retirement officially came today. Matt Ryan got together with the Falcons, signed a one-day contract to call it a wrap, and this is what Matt Ryan had to say on the way out the door.
I truly believe that football, like life, is not simply about what you do, but rather who you do it with. And I was a better player because of the people I was surrounded by. So today, 16 years after being drafted, my childhood dream has officially come to an end. I'm honored to retire as a Falcon. Thank you to all the Falcons fans for your continued support. Through the highs and the lows, I always felt your energy and passion. I want you to know that every day I felt the responsibility to give you the best version of myself. While we didn't accomplish everything we had hoped, I am proud of what we did. And I know that I gave everything I could to be the best that I possibly could.
Falcons fans didn't know what they had until he left, okay? Now they got Kirk Cousins, and so things are going to be okay now. But sometimes don't look a gift horse in the mouth. You don't know what you got until it's gone. Matt Ryan balled out from the day he arrived here in Atlanta from Boston College. We'll talk more about Matt Ryan and his career later on in the show. We'll get into Zach Wilson. We're going to talk more playoffs. There's a lot to get into. If you want to talk to me, it's simple. It's 855-212-4227. I am everywhere at JR Sport Brief. We are going to take a break. And speaking of being done, Matt Ryan is done. His career is over. Zach Wilson is done in New York. He has to go to Denver. And speaking of Denver, there's another team that might be done. It's the Los Angeles Lakers. They're trying to avoid an 0-2 hole tonight in Colorado. To talk about the Lakers and what they need to do and what this might mean if they take an L, we're going to have a conversation with Trevor Lane of the Lakers Nation. Trevor Lane joining us on the other side. More basketball, more football, more everything. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network.
JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. NBA playoffs are underway. We had a full weekend of games. Our first primetime game took place on Saturday night between the Los Angeles Lakers and the defending champion Denver Nuggets. The Lakers went down 114 to 103. Nikola Jokic continues to do whatever the hell it is that he wants to do. And at this point in time, it doesn't matter if it's the playoffs, the regular season, the Nuggets are just running them out of the gym. I think it's almost 9-10 consecutive victories here for the Nuggets against the Lakers. And their next matchup is tonight. To talk about one of the most famed teams on earth and what they need to do to turn things around, and if they can, we're being joined by Trevor Lane from Lakers Nation. Trevor, how are you, man?
Doing well. Thank you for having me on. How are you doing?
I'm very well. Appreciate the time. I guess everything is always a cause for panic in Lakers land. Give me some good, give me some bad over or after what we just saw on Saturday.
Well, I mean, it's certainly a lot more bad than good in that they dropped game one, and it was in a similar fashion to what we've seen from these two teams. The game script felt, unfortunately, essentially the same as what we've seen in the past. You know, the Lakers, they did just fine out of the gates, but as the game went on, the mistakes continued to mount, and Denver is fantastic, probably the best in the NBA at taking advantage of mistakes that opponents make, and ultimately that makes a huge difference. They capitalize on every opening that you give them. That's what makes them champions. The good side for the Lakers is that, of course, LeBron James and Anthony Davis are healthy. You always have a puncher's chance when you've got those two guys going. They both had pretty strong performances, but they're going to need a lot more from D'Angelo Russell in particular tonight if they're going to hope to get a win. He was just one for nine from deep in the loss in game one. So some good, a lot of bad, but the Lakers have got to find some way to flip the script on the Denver Nuggets if they're going to hope to make this any kind of a series.
Well, Trevor, as you mentioned, D'Angelo Russell, it'd be hard-pressed to do what he did again on Saturday, 13.6-20 from the field. When you look at the defensive side of the ball, and in particular trying to defend someone who's likely to win his third MVP in Nikola Jokic, do you see any potential adjustments? Are they just going to throw Davis on him? Is that a waste of time in regards to fouls? How do you try to slow him down or give him a different look?
Well, and that's just it. There isn't just one answer. There isn't a different look to throw at him. You have to throw a lot of looks at him. That's the key, because Jokic is so good at recognizing what defenses are doing and then countering that. He does that very, very well on the fly. So in terms of sending a double team, do you put Rui Hachimura on him, which we saw the Lakers do in game one, and let Anthony Davis be a roamer? Do you let Anthony Davis play him straight up? If you do double, where do you send that double from? Those are all things that are going to have to be adjusted within the game, because there is no simple solution to stopping Nikola Jokic, and that's why he's an MVP. The Lakers over the summer made the decision not to go after a true physical big man out on the market, instead going with Christian Wood, whose return is imminent. and Jackson Hayes along with Anthony Davis, and that could be hurting them right now. They could use a true physical presence in the middle to throw at Jokic to give them yet another different look. So for now, they're going to have to make do with what they've got and just try to mix up their pitches as much as they can.
Trevor Lane from Lakers Nation is here with us, the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Well, Anthony Davis just had some comments about not being in the final consideration for Defensive Player of the Year. We know about his length. We know about his athleticism. What do you say? Why isn't he in that Gobert-Wembanyama group? Why doesn't he get in that same type of love?
It's a head-scratcher. You know, if you look at it, you could say, well, okay, the Lakers, they didn't have as much team success as, say, the Wolves did for Rudy Gobert, and that makes some sense. But then why is Victor Wembanyama in the mix? And this is by no means saying that Wembanyama should not be in the mix. He absolutely should be. But if we're not going to disqualify Victor Wembanyama for his team not winning very many games, why are we disqualifying Anthony Davis for what I would imagine would have to be the Lakers finishing in the 7th seed? Because he is a phenomenal defensive player, certainly one of, if not the best defensive players of this current generation of NBA players. And so for him to, the knock on him has always been, well, we can't give it to him because he didn't play enough games, played more minutes than Jaren Jackson Jr. did last season, torched him in the playoffs, and yet still got no love for Defensive Player of the Year last year. And the excuse was, well, he didn't play enough games. This year, played 76 games, more than any other time in his career, and still can't get in the mix. He's frustrated. I know Lakers fans are hoping that he'll take out that frustration tonight on the Denver Nuggets and have a really strong performance, because it doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
Well, Trevor, what do you think the rest of this series is going to look like? Are the Lakers going to walk out of this one victorious? Is this going to be another defeat to the Nuggets?
So if it is, if they drop game two here, then I think we're going to see a Lakers team, and we started to see it a little bit in game one, where there's a sense of inevitability, where they start to question whether or not they can actually win the series. So a loss tonight, I think, would be a sign towards a short series. Now, a Lakers win tonight would do the opposite. It would suggest that they've got some fight in them, that maybe they have stumbled upon some things that can work against Denver, and it could create a longer series. I'm still not expecting the Lakers to come out as the winner of the series, but could they extend this to six, maybe seven games, something like that? A win tonight would suggest that, whereas a loss tonight, particularly if we see, again, that same game script play out, I think that's going to start getting into the Lakers' head. So tonight's game is pivotal. I think it's going to tell us which direction this series is going to go.
The Lakers Nation, Trevor Lane is joining us. When you think about what could take place in the offseason from the Los Angeles Lakers, we all know about LeBron James and his opt-out. What could potentially happen here in this offseason amongst James with the draft and trades? What are some of the realistic possibilities to improve this roster as LeBron continues to get older? And I would say he's going to stay, right? He ain't leaving.
I would imagine, yeah, he's probably going to stay. I don't think he's going to, you know, the potential was there for him to go play with his son, Bronny. I don't know if Bronny's going to stay in the draft or not. It feels like most likely LeBron's going to wind up staying. Now, he could still opt out and decide to sign a new contract, could potentially ask for a no-trade clause. That's something that could happen. But I do think that when the dust settles, he will wind up staying with the Lakers. The question is, how much pressure does he put on the Lakers? What do the Lakers do in order to convince him to stay and that they can get over the hump and become a championship team once again? And that's going to be on the Lakers front office to utilize the assets that they do have appropriately, find some trades and things like that out there on the market, and try to build what next season's Lakers will ultimately look like.
Yeah, Trevor Lane is here with us, the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. There's a lot of talks and conversations here in Atlanta about Trae Young and having also DeJounte Murray here, and Trae Young owns a home out in Los Angeles area as well. Is that something that you find to be realistic, adding a Trae Young to the mix? Are there assets that exist? Would a third team have to be involved?
Yeah, so I think that if Trae Young is indeed available on the market this summer, the Lakers will be one of the teams that are interested. He's a Clutch Sports client. That's going to be a factor as well. But yes, I do think that Trae Young will be a target for the Lakers in terms of what assets they could part with. You're looking at potentially the 17th pick in this year's draft. In fact, the tie was just broken about 45 minutes ago or so that officially has the Lakers with the 17th pick this year. The Pelicans could take that pick, in which case the Lakers could look to trade their 2025 pick. So we're talking about as many as three first-round picks could be on the table. We could be looking at players like Austin Reaves, Rui Hachimura, D'Angelo Russell, should he opt into his contract. Now, what we heard at the trade deadline in the DeJounte Murray trade talks was that the Hawks were not interested in D'Angelo Russell. Maybe their opinion has changed this summer when he becomes an expiring contract, or if he's on a new deal, they do a sign-and-trade, something like that. But if it hasn't, then maybe there, you need to get a third team involved in order to get the assets to Atlanta that they want. But the bottom line, the Lakers will have some trade assets to play with, and I do think they will very much be in on Trae Young if he's on the market.
Now, Trevor, outside of Trae Young, are there any other players that they can add to this roster to kind of push them into another space of competition, another level?
Well, I'll tell you what, the guy that everyone, I'm talking 29 teams right now, except maybe the Utah Jazz because of their history, everybody's watching Donovan Mitchell. Everybody's waiting to see what happens to the Cavs in the playoffs. Do they flame out early? And then what does Donovan Mitchell do? If he does not sign an extension with the Cavs this summer, he has to be immediately put onto the trade market because that's a sign he is not planning on staying. He has a player option next summer. So Donovan Mitchell is the guy. Now, there is going to be a long list of teams trying to get him should he be made available on the trade market. The Lakers will not be the only team. There's going to be a lot of teams out there trying to go after him. I don't think the Lakers could actually wind up getting him. I think they'll get outbid. But that's the other name to really keep an eye on. In addition to Trae Young, Donovan Mitchell is the guy that everybody's waiting to see. What happens in Cleveland? Does he sign an extension? And if not, they're going to be lining up with offers.
Now, Trevor, final question for you. When you think about the draft, and you had mentioned Bronny James, and we know LeBron's extension, do you think the Lakers just bring on this boy to kind of pacify him? Is that what we're looking at?
You know, Bronny is the James family and Clutch Sports. They made it clear that Bronny's going to do what he wants to do. I think if he's available and he stays in the draft, and it becomes clear that the Lakers can take him with like a second round pick or something, then maybe they'll do something like that. But I'm not even convinced that he's going to stay in the draft this year. I don't know. He's going to get some feedback from teams, but I think he would probably be best served going back to school. If there was an opportunity to get him, I think the Lakers would take it. I don't know if they'd do it at the expense of the 17th pick. I think they've got this pick, whether it's the 17th pick this year or their 2025 pick next year. They're going to have one or the other. I really think they're going to heavily explore the trade market with that pick. If they can get Bronny with a second rounder or something, they'd probably do it. But I think this first round pick that they're going to have, they're going to use that, I think, to try to upgrade the team immediately.
No, without a shadow of a doubt. Well, Trevor, thank you so much for taking the time to hop on. We know it's a busy night as the Lakers try to stay out of an 0-2 hole tonight against the Nuggets. Where can people follow you and all of your work with Lakers Nation?
Yeah, you can find me. Most of our stuff goes up on the Lakers Nation YouTube channel, youtube.com/LakersNation, as well as the Lakers Nation podcast, which you can find on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts. That's my primary role there, but we can also find our written work over at LakersNation.com. And if you want to find me on social media, I'm over on X at Trevor_Lane.
Hey, well, listen, Trevor, we know the Lakers, if anybody's going to be kept busy, the Lakers are going to keep you busy. And so thank you again for taking the time to hop on.
For sure. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. That Trevor Lane of Lakers Nation. Oh, man, it's crazy how much the site has grown over the years. The site has to be, I want to say, just about as old as the JR Sport Brief at this point in time. I remember the guys who founded it has to be about almost 15 years ago. And so thank you so much to Trevor Lane and the biggest Lakers site that I know, community and fans and news. It's all there. Trevor Lane of the Lakers Nation. Yeah, the Lakers, I said this the other day. I thought the Lakers would win this in seven. I don't believe in the depth of the Nuggets. But look, I mean, based on what we saw on Saturday, they still don't have an answer for them. Nobody wants to test it. And who am I to ask Darvin Ham why Rui Hachimura is the primary defender on Jokic? And, you got Anthony Davis kind of like playing free safety. Let him play man-to-man. Like, I don't know, maybe that's too archaic. Maybe that's too old school. But if there's a guy out on the park who's just giving everybody the business, You got to send somebody out there to just stop him. I mean, if Anthony Davis, and Trevor alluded to this, if Anthony Davis is so butthurt about not being included in the Defensive Player of the Year finalist or not being a finalist, then go out there and prove it tonight against Jokic. Like, you got a chance here in this series. Y'all did all that talking, you the Lakers. After the Nuggets won the championship, well, they kept the Lakers in the mouth, and they kept mentioning us, and they beat us, and why are y'all still talking about and now you want to get back? You're going to get swept again? And yes, it's only one game. And today, tonight is going to be real indicative about what things look like going forward. But this is a mess. Go throw Anthony Davis on Jokic, and let's keep it moving. We don't care about the talk. The defending champs and Jokic, they're just running things. It's crazy. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. The Los Angeles Lakers, they started off the playoffs on a bad note. The Clippers, they started off on a good note against Luka and Kyrie against the Mavs. We're going to talk about that other LA team on the other side of the break. And we briefly touched on it to open up the show. Damian Lillard lost his mind against the Pacers. And Damian Lillard, speaking of revenge, Damian Lillard got a little bit of it himself. We'll get into that on the other side of the break. We're going to get into some NFL. We got some NBA matchups in the playoffs that are getting ready to get underway.
JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you so much to Trevor Lane for joining us in our last break to take a look at the Los Angeles Lakers. They try to avoid an 0-2 hole tonight against the defending champion Denver Nuggets. If they go down 0-2, then yeah, you can probably take a good guess that Jokic is going to run them out of the series. Maybe the Lakers pick up one game if they don't pick that game up tonight. But yeah, there's another Los Angeles team competing here in the postseason. We're in action yesterday against the Dallas Mavericks with no Kawhi Leonard. What else is new? Kawhi Leonard didn't play with that inflammation in his knee. Hasn't played basketball really all month here in April. And so taking on the Dallas Mavericks, I said to myself, well, maybe Dallas stands a chance here, right? No. Not the way they started off. Los Angeles beat them 109-97. This is really what you need to know about the game. This is the worst possible outcome. Kyrie Irving had 31 points. Luka Doncic had 33 points. And the next highest score for the Dallas Mavericks is a guy they traded for in the middle of the year. PJ Washington had 11. Yes, it was Kyrie, Luka, and nobody else. That's it. And after PJ Washington, Tim Hardaway Jr. came off the bench to have 6 points. Whoop-de-freaking-do. Dallas Mavericks had nobody. It was two on whoever the hell else was on the Clippers. That's it. They had no damn help. And then meanwhile, James Harden, with no Kawhi Leonard, decided to have himself a little bit of a throwback. James Harden pushed out 28 points to go along with 8 assists. He was 6 of 11 from downtown. James Harden, his role with the Clippers, he's been more of a facilitator. He's been more of a passer. But after the game, James Harden wanted to remind everybody, listen, man, I can still score with everybody.
It's like I can score with the best of them. You know what I mean? Like, still can score with the best of them. My role for this team is just, you know, generating really good shots and making guys' jobs easier. And then when my number to score is called, you score the basketball. Obviously, Kawhi is out, so my playmaking and me, my volume is going to go up a little bit more and take advantage of it.
Nah, I know he's thinking about his check as well. He's like, man, I get a chance to show up and try to make some money. Paul George had 22 points. I mean, even Zubac had 20 points and 15 rebounds. Russell Westbrook off the bench had 13. And so the two-man Dallas Mavericks, Kyrie with 31 and Luka with 33, they need some help. They need a whole hell of a lot more help. And Luka Doncic says, man, we got to get our lives together. What are we doing?
We just got to play like we used to play. Like we played last 20 games of the season. Passing the ball, cutting, ball moving, I think we did a great job last 20 games, so we just got to play like that.
Okay. All right. Yeah, this may not end well. This may not end well for Dallas. Even with no Kawhi Leonard, are they going to consistently get enough help from anybody not named Kyrie or Luka? And the answer is probably no. And so I would look for the Los Angeles Clippers to handle this. And even though Kyrie Irving is supposed to be Luka's help, they don't have enough depth. And I think we've seen that throughout the course of the season. And, look, could you imagine if Kyrie wasn't out there? We'd be watching the same story and song and dance we've received from Luka Doncic over the past several years. High usage, a lot of usage, until he's tired and gassed, and then they lose. Hey, good luck to the Dallas Mavericks. They got some work. They have work cut out for them. And congratulations to the Clippers getting the job done with no Kawhi Leonard. Speaking of getting the job done due to an injury, Damian Lillard stepped up big time, didn't he, huh? They talked about his core and adductor injuries, and it didn't matter last night. 109-94, the Bucks beat the Pacers. Damian Lillard had 35 points, 6 of 11 from deep. Oh, yeah, and by the way, all those points were in the first half of the game. And Damian Lillard, he did not forget the fact that the Pacers knocked out the Bucks from the in-season tournament. Hickey, we don't got another name for that, do we yet?
No, not yet. The IST, if you want to go short-wise.
Now, I do know that Emirates is going to sponsor the tournament next year. But to still have the, they got to come up with a different name. What are they going to call it? Not the in-season tournament. What is it going to be called, do you think? Sponsored by Emirates. What could they possibly call it that makes sense?
Good question. The mid-season championship? I mean, it sounds worse, but...
Oh, my God.
I know.
It's like, hey, why are we doing this crap mid-season, right? It's early. What is it, like in the first month? Second month or something like that?
Yeah, right in November, December?
In-season tournament. I don't know.
Early season tournament? The Who Cares tournament?
I don't know. The Pacers, didn't the Pacers won, right?
The Lakers won. That right there shows you how important that tournament is. Holy
cow. Lakers beat the Pacers in the tournament.
Yes, the Pacers were in the title game, did not win it.
In Las Vegas, that much I remember. Okay, and the Lakers, what did they do for the banner? They put like, I don't even know.
Something. I think they're forced to do it. That's also, I think, kind of shows you the lack of respect.
Well, they're getting money from Emirates, so good for them. Good for the NBA for getting Emirates to sponsor the in-season tournament. But look, Damian Lillard didn't forget who eliminated him. Damian Lillard did not forget Tyrese Halliburton kind of mocking the Dame Time celebration. Damian Lillard wanted to remind him that, hey, man, you got to stay humble in victory because it can come back to bite you in the behind. And Doc Rivers, he basically told them, he told the public, he says, when it comes to Damian Lillard and his confidence, and you can't change him. He's unwavering.
His confidence is literally unshakable. It just really is. It's funny. He loves boxing. That's where we kind of connect because I'm Ali and Frazier. I grew up with boxing, and, you know, it was good that I was right yesterday. You know, he took Haney. I took Garcia. Clearly, I know more about boxing. But he's got that prize fighter-like mentality. It's almost like he was training for the fight. And then when the bell rings, he seems to be ready. That's his mentality.
Oh, my God. Hickey, that fight was in Brooklyn. Did you see the highlights from that fight, by the way?
I did not. I did see Ryan Garcia won, though. I did not see the highlights.
Oh, he knocked him down a couple of times. Nobody could understand why they let the fight continue. At the end of the fight, well, we knew he was drinking a beer at the weigh-in. That's one thing. After the fight, he's smoking, he's drinking. He is setting the bar for future boxers. He's like, listen, I can smoke and drink all I want. If you thought Floyd Mayweather Jr., all he did was work hard, and Ryan Garcia, I don't know if he's playing crazy. I don't know if he is crazy. I don't know if he's, like, drinking apple juice out of the beer container. But he is, I don't think you can I don't think you could fake smoke, and that's what he certainly did, man. Look it up.
The Babe Ruth diet is back, huh? Beer and hot dogs for Babe. 714 home runs. Maybe now Ryan Garcia's throwing it back and says, you know, smoking and drinking is now how champions are made.
Listen, it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing to get beat up by a guy who played a nut and then smoked and drank his way to a victory. Like, that's – and Devin Haney is going to have to crawl into a hole and do some work to get back. You know what? Maybe Joel Embiid, I don't know if he smokes, I don't know if he drinks, but maybe if he hung out with Ryan Garcia, maybe Joel Embiid could, I don't know, maybe be healthy for once. Wild world. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Speaking of Joel Embiid, he's going to be in action in about 40 minutes from now. And then also, we heard Trevor Lane mention Donovan Mitchell. He's going to be in action in about a few minutes from now. We're going to talk some more basketball. We're going to get into Matt Ryan retiring. We'll talk about Mr. Zach Wilson. We got a lot to do. The JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network. Don't move.
JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you so much to Trevor Lane for joining us in our last break to take a look at the Los Angeles Lakers. They try to avoid an 0-2 hole tonight against the defending champion Denver Nuggets. If they go down 0-2, then yeah, you can probably take a good guess that Jokic is going to run them out of the series. Maybe the Lakers pick up one game if they don't pick that game up tonight. But yeah, there's another Los Angeles team competing here in the postseason. We're in action yesterday against the Dallas Mavericks with no Kawhi Leonard. What else is new? Kawhi Leonard didn't play with that inflammation in his knee. Hasn't played basketball really all month here in April. And so taking on the Dallas Mavericks, I said to myself, well, maybe Dallas stands a chance here, right? No. Not the way they started off. Los Angeles beat them 109-97. This is really what you need to know about the game. This is the worst possible outcome. Kyrie Irving had 31 points. Luka Doncic had 33 points. And the next highest score for the Dallas Mavericks is a guy they traded for in the middle of the year. PJ Washington had 11. Yes, it was Kyrie, Luka, and nobody else. That's it. And after PJ Washington, Tim Hardaway Jr. came off the bench to have 6 points. Whoop-de-freaking-do. Dallas Mavericks had nobody. It was 2-1, whoever the hell else was on the Clippers. That's it. They had no damn help. And then meanwhile, James Harden, with no Kawhi Leonard, decided to have himself a little bit of a throwback. James Harden pushed out 28 points to go along with 8 assists. He was 6 of 11 from downtown. James Harden, his role with the Clippers, he's been more of a facilitator. He's been more of a passer. But after the game, James Harden wanted to remind everybody, listen, man, I can still score with everybody.
It's like I can score with the best of them. You know what I mean? Like, still can score with the best of them. My role for this team is just, you know, generating really good shots and making guys' jobs easier. And then when my number to score is called, you score the basketball. Obviously, Kawhi is out, so my playmaking and me, my volume is going to go up a little bit more and take advantage of it.
Nah, I know he's thinking about his check as well. He's like, man, I get a chance to show up and try to make some money. Paul George had 22 points. I mean, even Zubac had 20 points and 15 rebounds. Russell Westbrook off the bench had 13. And so the two-man Dallas Mavericks, Kyrie with 31 and Luka with 33, they need some help. They need a whole hell of a lot more help. And Luka Doncic says, man, we got to get our lives together. What are we doing?
We just got to play like we used to play. Like we played last 20 games of the season, passing the ball, cutting, ball moving. I think we did a great job last 20 games, so we just got to play like that.
Okay. All right. Yeah, this may not end well. This may not end well for Dallas. Even with no Kawhi Leonard, are they going to consistently get enough help from anybody not named Kyrie or Luka? And the answer is probably no. And so I would look for the Los Angeles Clippers to handle this. And even though Kyrie Irving is supposed to be Luka's help, they don't have enough depth. And I think we've seen that throughout the course of the season. And, yeah, I mean, look, could you imagine if Kyrie wasn't out there? We'd be watching the same story and song and dance we've received from Luka Doncic over the past several years. High usage, a lot of usage, until he's tired and gassed, and then they lose. Hey, good luck to the Dallas Mavericks. They got some work. They have work cut out for them. And congratulations to the Clippers getting the job done with no Kawhi Leonard. Speaking of getting the job done due to an injury, Damian Lillard stepped up big time, didn't he, huh? They talked about his core and adductor injuries, and it didn't matter last night. 109-94, the Bucks beat the Pacers. Damian Lillard had 35 points, 6 of 11 from deep. Oh, yeah, and by the way, all those points were in the first half of the game. And Damian Lillard, he did not forget the fact that the Pacers knocked out the Bucks from the in-season tournament. Hickey, we don't got another name for that, do we yet?
No, not yet. The IST, if you want to go short-wise.
Now, I do know that Emirates is going to sponsor the tournament next year. But to still have the, they got to come up with a different name. What are they going to call it? Not the in-season tournament. What is it going to be called, do you think? Sponsored by Emirates. What could they possibly call it that makes sense?
Good question. The mid-season championship? I mean, it sounds worse, but...
Oh, my God.
I know.
It's like, hey, why are we doing this crap mid-season, right? It's early. What is it, like in the first month? Second month or something like that?
Yeah, right in November, December?
In-season tournament. I don't know.
Early season tournament? The Who Cares tournament?
I don't know. The Pacers, didn't the Pacers won, right?
The Lakers won. They're right there shows you how important that tournament is. Holy
The cow. Lakers beat the Pacers in the tournament.
Yes, the Pacers were in the title game, did not win it.
In Las Vegas, that much I remember. Okay, and the Lakers, what did they do for the banner? They put like, I don't even know.
It's something. Just, I think they're forced to do it. That's also, I think, kind of shows you the lack of respect.
Well, they getting money from Emirates, so good for them. Good for the NBA for getting Emirates to sponsor the in-season tournament. But look, Damian Lillard didn't forget who eliminated him. Damian Lillard did not forget Tyrese Halliburton kind of mocking the Dame time celebration. Damian Lillard wanted to remind him that, hey, man, you got to stay humble in victory because it can come back to bite you in the behind. And Doc Rivers, he basically told them, he told the public, he says, when it comes to Damian Lillard and his confidence, and you can't change him. He's unwavering.
His confidence is literally unshakable. It just really is. You know, it's funny. He loves boxing. That's where we kind of connect because I'm Ali and Frazier. I grew up with boxing, and, you know, it was good that I was right yesterday. You know, he took Haney. I took Garcia. Clearly, I know more about boxing. But he's got that prize fighter-like mentality. It's almost like he was training for the fight. And then when the bell rings, he seems to be ready. That's his mentality.
Oh, my God. Hickey, that fight was in Brooklyn. Did you see the highlights from that fight, by the way?
I did not. I did see Ryan Garcia won, though. I did not see the highlights.
Oh, he knocked him down a couple of times. Nobody could understand why they let the fight continue. At the end of the fight, well, we knew he was drinking a beer at the weigh-in. That's one thing. After the fight, he's smoking, he's drinking. He is setting the bar for our future boxers. He's like, listen, I can smoke and drink all I want. If you thought Floyd Mayweather Jr., all he did was work hard, and Ryan Garcia, I don't know if he's playing crazy. I don't know if he is crazy. I don't know if he's, like, drinking apple juice out of the beer container. But he is, I don't think you could fake smoke, and that's what he certainly did, man. Look it up.
The Babe Ruth diet is back, huh? Beer and hot dogs for Babe, 714 home runs. Maybe now Ryan Garcia is throwing it back and says, you know, smoking and drinking is now how champions are made.
Listen, it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing to get beat up by a guy who played a nut and then smoked and drank his way to a victory. Like, that's – Devin Haney is going to have to crawl into a hole and do some work to get back. You know what? Maybe Joel Embiid, I don't know if he smokes, I don't know if he drinks, but maybe if he hung out with Ryan Garcia, maybe Joel Embiid could, I don't know, maybe be healthy for once. Wild world. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Speaking of Joel Embiid, he's going to be in action in about 40 minutes from now. And then also, we heard Trevor Lane mention Donovan Mitchell. He's going to be in action in about a few minutes from now. We're going to talk some more basketball. We're going to get into Matt Ryan retiring. We'll talk about Mr. Zach Wilson. We got a lot to do. The JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network. Don't move.